Some surprising results and big changes on both the Bloomington and Normal councils after the consolidated municipal elections Tuesday. Let's wrap up the results. In Bloomington's Ward 6, five-term incumbent Alderman Karen Schmidt lost her seat to community organizer Jen Carrillo, who was not prepared for a question about what she will work on first when it was posed at her victory party.
I didn't want to be presumptuous, and I have not thought about it much. This is a surprise to me, so tonight I'm just going to celebrate the hard work of my team, and then tomorrow I will start to figure that out with my constituents.
Carrillo says she attributes her win to voter discontent with the status quo.
I think people have been struggling in Ward 6 for a long time, and I don't think that a lot of people feel like those struggles have been heard. And I think that by way of us knocking doors, talking to people, folks knew that we were hearing them and that we were taking them seriously, and I think that mattered to them.
In her loss, Karen Schmidt said Carrillo mischaracterized Schmidt as disengaged and uninvolved. Schmidt said she is proud of her legacy of involving all of the community in dialogue. She said she's pleased at her influence over 20 years of service and how the city spends its dollars. She also said any new office holder has to make a transition from serving a base to serving the community.
When you're an activist, sometimes you're not listening to everybody. Leadership, I think, takes a while to listen to all points of view and to come up with decisions that really embrace the widest number of people possible, bringing people together.
Mayor Terry Renner says Schmidt's legacy needs no defense and she will be missed.
Well, obviously a huge loss in institutional memory, but let's be clear. I mean, here Karen can certainly leave the council with her head held high. She served for 20 years in so many different capacities, and I know she's not going to stop giving back to her community.
In Ward 4, Julie Emig defeated a more conservative candidate in Chip Frank. Emig says the job of alderman is an opportunity more than it is a challenge, a way to seek creative solutions and see things outside of the box. Emig says people might have been opposed initially to the vote to increase the gasoline tax that happened recently, but they were flexible in her campaigning.
A lot of folks expressed concern about the gas tax, but most of them were allayed when I assured them that the gas tax in this round is specifically being used for road repair, sidewalk repair, infrastructure.
In contrast, in Ward 2, a self-identified Democratic candidate lost, Georgine Chazelle, and the more conservative candidate won, Donna Bolin.
Taxes and fees have gone up every year for the past 5 years, and there's not a lot to show for it in regards to government services that are supposed to be provided.
Bolin also says her campaign showed her a lot about the many aspects of people in the city, and she feels more a part of the community than ever because of that.
When you begin to meet and interact and talk with members of the community, it's like you become one with the community. You develop a closer relationship with the city.
Mayor Terry Renner says the differing results are to be expected, and he does not see an overarching narrative to the balloting.
I think the voters are saying different things in different wards. 4 out of the 9 wards voted today, and we did have 3 incumbents who were not seeking re-election.
Chazelle promised she will run again in 4 years and says she will also seek to serve the community on a board or commission until she can run against Donna Bolin once again. Ward 8 will also have a new alderman. Jeff Craybill was unopposed, though an opponent who dropped out still received about 27% of the vote. Mayor Renner says the turnover on the council is significant.
It is going to make a big difference. Huge difference in our decision-making process, huge difference in our culture on the council, huge difference in our relationships. If you change 1 or 2 people out of 9, that makes a difference. Changing almost half the council is really going to make a difference.
In the town of Normal, council candidates run at large and not for specific wards. The leading vote-getter was newcomer Stan Nord.
We've amassed so much debt over the short time since we've, started taking on debt. And people, I think, are now waking up to the fact that this is not sustainable, this is going to come back and bite us.
Town staff and other elected officials have maintained town debt is not exorbitant and new projects don't get approved without a revenue source. They also note the town has an excellent bond rating. Nord says he's not sure he can spearhead anything alone, but will work with other members of the council.
I honestly have never been one for the spotlight, never been one for politics, and I kind of put my my heart out there for people. And, you know, I'm doing this because I truly care about the community. I didn't come for a job. I came for the family, for everything that Normal has to offer. And regardless of how bad things get in the state or the Normal, you know, I'm going to be here.
Kathleen Lorenz was the only incumbent to win in Normal, or in Bloomington, for that matter.
Some of the results tonight are a bit surprising, and I want to thank the community for reelecting me for a second term.
The other newcomer to the council in Normal is Karen Smith. She says she wants to represent those who feel left out of town discourse.
Most importantly, I want to make sure that people are represented in the actions of Normal Town Council that have felt neglected when current members have consistently been voting unanimously.
Smith also says she opposes one particular development in Uptown.
I want to get an understanding of where we stand on the Trail East project, and is it possible to backtrack and try to save those three buildings?
The council has already approved multiple agreements on the Trail East project with the developer, and ground will be broken later this spring.